This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love Swingers. Swingers to me is the greatest cult classic of all time. It is my most quotable movie ever. Kang and I still quote that movie almost on a weekly basis.
Seriously. God, that's a good one, man. I didn't even think about that.
So
Swingers
good.
Is mine. I'll
there
pick
are
a different
so many
one, but...
things about it. I mean, the when they're playing the video hockey game and make little Wayne's head bleed and all that. I mean, it's awesome. And at that point in my life, when that movie came out, it felt like that was my life. Going to a friend's house to pre-party, we're playing video games, you know, whether I was in college or not, and you're ordering food and you're messing with the guy who's coming over to the delivery
now
guy with the food.
Up and stuff like that you could do.
Right,
with.
Exactly. You know, the whole women thing, getting numbers at a party and going into a bar or a party, and this place is dead anyway, and going out, almost getting in fights. It was just
all the time.
Everything.
You know what's great about that makes it, for me, a cult classic is there's only a few guys I can quote that movie to all the time. Because it's not where it's like The Hangover. Everyone saw that, right? We all get it. But with me and Gator, it could be a group of other guys. I know I can count on Gator if I pull a Swingers line out. It could be any Swingers line. Gator knows exactly
Gator's
what I'm talking about.
Gator's so money and he doesn't even know it.
Any Glenn will do.
With those big claws, man.
These things.
you don't know how to kill?
All right, so is that your...
You're batting the bunny around.
Well, I'm not going to go with Swingers, even though it is my number one, but followed... I have... mine's going to be Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints, yeah, I've seen it.
I think it's a really, really good movie. Fun... Not fun, because it's a lot of killing going on, but... It never got, like, when it hit theaters, I think bombed. No one watched it. And somehow, I saw it on the come around again, and I was like, hey, this movie's not bad. So mine is the Boondock Saints. Doug, have you ever seen it?
No.
The answer's no.
It's got Norman Reedus
yep,
from Walking Dead.
Oh, really?
Sean Patrick
that's why
Flannery.
I bring it up to Doug, yeah.
It's got Willem Dafoe is in it.
They're Irish twin brothers, and they basically play vigilantes. And they start killing, like, the crime lord in the area because they're trying to take back their town. Doug, yeah. You should watch it, honestly.
Okay.
It's a comedy. It's actually, Boondock Saints is pretty good. I remember it was recommended to me so many years ago, and I was like, all right. And the first time I saw it, I'm like, it's okay. And then I saw it again, and like, it's better than a thumb. It's actually pretty good. They made a sequel to it?
They did. I heard it was awful, so
terrible.
I didn't want, yeah, why did they do
it's
that?
It's terrible. However, the woman cop in that is Julie Benz. I like Julie Benz. She was good.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. All right, what is the best cult classic movie of all time? If it's not Office Space, which came out 20 years ago yesterday. 97.1 the ticket. Gator, I'm going to write another one down that just came back to me. And I wonder if you agree.
More so the first one.
Really?
Over the second one, absolutely.
No, the first one was legit. The second one was ridiculous. Kang, did you see this? Can you read that?
Yeah, I can read that.
Did you see that?
I've seen parts of it.
You're not impressed.
It's not my thing. It's okay. Not my thing. But hey, I'll tell you right now, we've gotten ticket texts on that.
Oh, have you? We're talking about the best cult classics. Office Space got released 20 years ago yesterday. It grossed $2.2 million when it was first released. I think I saw the number. It ended up over $12 million because it became way more popular after Comedy Central aired it a few years later, and then it just took off. And rentals and buys, et cetera, et cetera. What is the best cult movie of all time? We go to Chuck, who's in St. Clair, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right.
Okay, my favorite is The Warriors. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Thanks, guys.
Movie about the gangs that were all in New York at the time, and the Warriors were they were all going to almost like a
summit.
Council, like a gang summit where they were trying to keep the peace. And
there was one guy. What was the guy?
Cyrus was the guy in charge, yes. And Cyrus was trying to unite everybody together. And Then one of the other gangs decided to shoot him, and then they blamed the Warriors for doing it because the Warriors saw the guy who shot Cyrus.
Yeah.
And then they had to run for their lives.
They had to make their way all the way back to their borough, right? Or whatever.
Yeah,
they had
to Coney Island. New York. They had to go back to Coney Island.
In the middle of the night. And
I've seen the movie recently again, and it does not hold up very well.
Doesn't it? I'm not surprised.
But that movie is primed for a remake. I think absolutely primed for a remake. Remember, they had the Baseball Fury was one of the other gangs.
Oh, the guys in the Yankee.
With the painted faces. Yeah. And you thought that they were going to be so badass when it came to the gang fight, and they just were not.
248-539-9797. Justin in Flat Rock. Hi, Justin.
Hey, love the topic. There's so many to pick. The one I'm going to go with and has a local flavor is Army of Darkness with Bruce Campbell as the director.
Okay.
Was he the director or was it Sam Raimi was the director?
Sam Raimi was the director. Bruce Campbell was the star.
Oh, yeah, you're right, but he starred in it.
And he was also in the other one that I wrote down and just showed to Gator. Evil Dead 2 is so great.
Pick which one there. They're all great.
Yeah, I like the first Evil Dead the best. It's funny because I'm looking at, there's a Rolling Stone article that came out in 2014 of the top 25 cult movies of all time.
Yeah.
Number 25 was Army of Darkness. Number 8 was The Evil Dead. I'm trying to see if I'm going through the top 5 here, and I don't know if it made it. It did not. But so they had 2 of the 3 in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the words of what I think Hooters coined the term, delightfully tacky is how I would describe it.
Yeah, it was so, the Army of Darkness and Evil Dead 2 were so hilariously bad that they were great, and they knew it. They owned it. Like, we're going to make this ridiculous.
I love the first one, because the first one's like a legit horror movie for a while, and then the gore becomes so ridiculous that it starts to get a little campy, and then obviously Evil Dead 2 takes it to a whole different level.
Ash?
Yes.
Was that the name of it? Was Ash
Bruce
in
Campbell.
Evil Dead 1?
Yes.
Was he?
Yeah, that's one in the cabin in the woods, yeah.
That's Evil Dead 2.
That's Evil Dead 1.
Evil Dead 2's in a cabin in the woods also.
Well, I may have been both of them.
248-539-9797. Half Baked, hands down, one of the best cult classics of all time. That's from Jacob. We're talking about this because Office Space was released 20 years ago yesterday. It didn't do much at the box office. Comedy Central played it once and then ended up playing it 35 times after that the next year because the numbers were so good. The movie just took off kind of in its re-release and on the secondary market with rentals and purchases and pay-per-views. And it's a cult classic. It might be the best of all time. But to be a cult classic, how are we defining this? Because there's some
debate. It's hard to define. It really is. I think box office success or lack thereof is probably the number one factor. Like a limited run in the theaters, I think, is probably the number one factor. Because I think that's what we're looking at. Movies that bombed in the theaters, but it had a life of its own afterwards.
I'm going to look at the definition here. Cult films are known for their dedicated, passionate fan base and elaborate subculture that engage in repeated viewings, quoting dialogue, and audience participation. Inclusive definitions allow major studio productions, especially box office bombs, while exclusive definitions focus more on obscure, transgressive films shunned by the mainstream.
For instance, nobody has it on the list, and I'm glad they don't because I think it might be a little overrated, but the definition of cult classic is the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right.
Based on everything you just said there, because it didn't really do well in the box office initially, but people just kept going out in droves and seeing it later on because they got wind that they could have fun at the show. And then it became this midnight movie classic on the weekend where people go, they dress up, they throw stuff at the movie screen. It was an event to go to watch the Rocky Horror Picture Show for years.
We're getting some pretty mainstream movies that are being suggested.
Some are, yes.
248-539-9797. Paul on a cell. Hi, Paul.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Nice to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Paul.
You brought up Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's not one I'm going to bring up, but I loved that movie when it came out, and I did go several times to the midnight shows, and we're great. But the two movies I wanted to bring up were Gene Wilder movies. One was Blazing Saddles, and then Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, I'm not sure if those would qualify as cult classics, and maybe they do, but because they're Mel Brooks movies, I feel like they shouldn't, but they were awesome movies. I love both of those movies for different reasons. They're two wildly different movies. Young Frankenstein's a black and white movie from, I think, 1974, maybe, and Blazing, or maybe even earlier than that, and Blazing Saddles right around that same time. Blazing Saddles is, I mean, you couldn't make that movie today.
Oh, God, no.
I mean, you can't, and it was because of all the racist tones in the movie, and yet the movie is lampooning racism.
It is totally lampooning racism.
It's such a great movie, and I think it's an important movie. But Young Frankenstein, I loved Young Frankenstein.
Rob in Canton. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. All right, Rob.
Okay, I had three, actually. Rocky Horror Picture Show was one. The Princess Bride, yep. And Spaceballs. I mean, those three are just classics.
I'm not sure if they're cult class. I'm trying to explain, because Spaceballs, again, it's a Mel Brooks movie. They had a lot of fanfare about that one coming out. I remember I saw it in a theater. What was the second one he had?
Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. I think Princess Bride qualifies as a cult classic.
I don't know.
I don't think that one did very well at the box office, but that's one that everybody has seen
since. I saw Spaceballs and The Princess Bride in the theater. And I feel like if I saw them in the theater, they probably weren't called classics personally. But let's go to Dave in Redford. Hi, Dave.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Dave. Sir.
I got a couple for you. First one's another Mike Judge film, Idiocracy. Mm-hmm. Freaking hilarious.
That is absolutely a cult movie, yeah.
Yep. It's predicting our future.
Then, and then UHF, Weird Al's movie.
I love that movie.
Came up the same week as Raiders of the Lost Ark and just got lost.
Mm-hmm. I remember I saw UHF in the theater, but it was not a long run. And because it's Weird Al, it's absolutely a cult classic. Michael Richards from Seinfeld was also in it. And Weird Al takes over a TV station and gets to program a TV station. And one of the ads that ran on one of the TV shows was for a place called Spatula City.
Really?
Nothing but spatulas.
That's great. Let's go to Jerry in Davidson. Hi, Jerry.
Hey. I just wanted to bring up Big Trouble in Little China.
Love it.
You ever seen it, Doug?
Oh, God.
That's great.
I mean, I'm looking at its Wikipedia page. It has since become a cult classic. It has a 78% average rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a steady audience on home video. It is so absurdly fantastic.
It's entertaining.
It is.
Jack
it
Burton.
Is. Thanks, guys.
Jack Burton.
Kurt Russell.
Jack Burton's character is, Kurt Russell's character, Jack Burton, is so great.
I wonder what the percentage of movies that Kurt Russell is in where he has the most amazing mullet. I mean, starting with Escape from New York, which is probably another great cult classic,
yes,
by the way.
Is.
I love Escape from New York. But
Snake Plissken?
Yeah. Starting with Snake Plissken all the way through Jack Burton, through every movie he's ever done.
Are we discovering I've seen more cult classics than I have just movies?
I think so.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's go to John in Detroit. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. I got a good one for you. It's called 90 Movies Called Hackers.
Oh, I saw it. Angelina Jolie is in that.
Angelina Jolie, Johnny Lee Miller is really good. It's one of my favorites.
She does not look like the Angelina Jolie we know today.
Really?
Not in that movie. No, not at all.
Really?
Not her best look. No, but it's a... in fact, I saw it recently again, probably a couple months ago. It's an interesting movie. Computer Hackers, yeah. It's called Hackers,
yes. Called classic for sure.
I liked the way she looked in that movie. Sorry, Doug.
Did you?
Yeah. What's wrong with her, man?
Compared to what she looks like now or what she looked like 15 years ago?
Well, 15 years ago.
I'm just saying, well, the extraordinary, because she's got a really, really short haircut. The makeup was not a good look for her.
Wow.
The clothing on it. Well, I'm just saying.
Look her up, Doc.
The look of her character in that movie is not.
Well,
I don't think you would think of that in comparison to her other roles. You're like, oh,
I think
yeah.
Some girls can pull off the short hair. And I think she's one of them.
I'm watching the preview right now. Yes. Oh, she looks great.
Am I the minority on this?
I think so.
I'm voted out.
Office Space, 20 years ago yesterday, one of the all-time great cult classics. What is the best?
Paul's got one of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
You've never seen it?
No.
Why do I say that with such surprise in my voice? I don't know why I do this. Maybe now because I'm learning you've seen every cult movie.
Apparently I have. I've seen, of the ones on hold... Actually,
I've seen them all.
Not a surprise. 97.1. Swingers is great, but Big Lebowski is by far the best. That's from John in St. Clair Shores. From an unnamed texter, guys, favorite cult classic is Idiocracy. My boys and I constantly quote that movie. Boys, Office Space is my number one. Road Trip, a close second. That's from Scott in a car. Napoleon Dynamite, that's my cult classic.
Love Napoleon Dynamite.
We were talking about this because Swingers was released 20 years ago yesterday. And, it is arguably the greatest cult classic of all time. And our definition is one that was shunned one way or another. Critics shunned, by the masses at the box office. But eventually, gained some traction. Those that love it, really are dedicated to that movie. And a lot of these qualify. Some of them don't. Some of them did very, very well at the box office, but maybe feel a little bit counterculture. But in this case, we're just debating what is the best of all time. And there's a lot of good ones coming in.
I was, when you say Napoleon Dynamite, always like, whatever happened to that guy? John Heder, H-E-D-E-R, was played Napoleon Dynamite. I'm like, did he ever? I don't remember him doing a whole lot of anything after that. I'm looking at his filmography on IMDb, and he's been in a bunch of TV shows and a couple movies I've never heard of. But it's interesting when you lose track of somebody. And what did he do? He done nothing. No, he's been steadily at work.
God, I just brought up, and there's a picture of him, just a normal looking. It's hard to believe he could actually pull off a normal looking guy.
Right.
He totally looks like a normal dude. The guy that played Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. And it's funny because, one of the shows I love watching is Ray Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a character in this past season who was Ray's aunt. And she's just crazy, crazy old lady with really kind of a funny character, but also wickedly twisted in the show. It's actually the grandmother from Napoleon Dynamite.
Really?
I'm like, I've seen this woman before. Where is it? And I go on imdb.com and find out. It's the woman from that.
What happened to Pedro Gator?
It's a great question. I'll look and see what happened. I don't think Pedro's another one. What the hell happened? Efren Ramirez is the actor's name. And he's been steadily at work too. A lot of TV stuff.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Paul in Harper Woods here at 97 on the ticket. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you doing this afternoon?
Okay.
Hey, after you guys said your parameters there, I did put in one, but I did come up with another one. I think the first one I came up with, though, Gator might be into this one. The movie Heavy Metal, the animated movie back in the late 70s.
It was actually, I think it was like 82 or something. I loved Heavy Metal. I actually saw it in the theater as a kid. I was telling Doug the story that my friend and I went and wanted to see it. It was in the same summer, I think, that Empire Strikes Back came out. And we bought tickets to see Empire Strikes Back only because we had already seen it a million times, but we wanted to go to the theater right next to it. It was showing Heavy Metal, but because it was an R-rated movie and me being a teenager, a young teenager, not even a teenager, we couldn't get into it. So we had to buy tickets to the other movie and wait when nobody was looking and then snuck into Heavy Metal. And it's great. And then you find out that like John Candy does like 10 different voices in the movie.
Oh yeah, I know. It's great. But the other one that I came up with, which I think is really a cult classic, I've seen it at the Redford Theater a couple of times, the Kentucky Fried Movie.
Oh, Kentucky Fried Movie, yeah. I think, is Chevy Chase in that?
I think he makes a cameo in it.
Yeah, it's a bunch of vignettes.
Yep.
Kentucky Fried Movie. There's another one that's just like it, and I forget what that one's called, but there's two movies that are very similar. Kentucky Fried Movie is another one.
Marty is in St. Clair, and he's next. Hi, Marty.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great.
Hey, how about Tremors? Anybody see that one yet? You broke into the wrong damn rec room.
Tremors with Kevin Bacon and Fred Ward.
Yeah, and how about Michael Gross, who went from Family Ties to being a badass?
Yeah. Killing giant worms in the desert, yeah. And they made several sequels to that, too.
I think they've made about 15 of them, and they're all garbage.
Yeah, they're terrible. The first one's funny, but outside of that, yeah.
What's so great about this is, first of all, he quotes a line from a movie I've never seen, and it's funny.
Yeah.
Second, I did the same thing, Doug. I turned to him and I go, never seen the movie, but that was funny.
That's a funny line. We broke into the wrong damn rec room.
And Gator, thanks for ruining it for me. I thought it was about earthquakes. Now I find out it's about worms.
Well, I mean,
you think you'll figure it out really quick in the movie.
And we can't do spoiler alerts on movies that are how old?
Well, that one's probably 30 years old.
Yeah.
I think the line's 31 years, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, Darth is his father.
What?
Whoa!
You've seen all these.
Yeah.
You've seen them all.
Just about, yeah.
Have you not seen one of these?
So far, I've seen them all.
Nobody's. What about all the ones on hold?
Yep.
You've seen them all. Oh, I've seen this one. This one's great.
I know which. Steve. Oh, this one, yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, right, Steve.
Cult classic, by far, best one I've ever seen. I can quote the movie line for line, which really picks off the girlfriend. Mallrats.
Mallrats is great. It's the Jay and Silent Bob type thing. It's one of these trilogy movies with Clerks and.
It's amazing. You can't. There's not a funny part. There's the entire thing is funny.
It's fa-
you just can't. It's absolutely phenomenal.
It's a good flick. It's a good flick.
How it flopped at the box office, I don't know.
I don't think Clerks did really well either.
But no, Clerks didn't do really. This is why they're all called classics.
Did really Clerks and did just well enough to give us Mallrats. And
that's yeah.
Is that the movie with finger cuffs?
That's Chasing Amy.
Okay. I can't believe you brought that up.
Finger cuffs. I mean, it's finger cuffs.
But it's part of that trilogy. Yeah.
Right. And Mallrats is with.
She's in it.
Yeah, Brody is in Mallrats. Yeah. Brody might be in Chasing Amy.
The characters are in all of these. Yeah,
but Brody isn't in Clerks.
I can't remember his name.
Jason Lee's character is Brody.
Do we have to dump that last segment?
I wondered about that.
I love it. Is that the one with finger cuffs?
We do. We're in big trouble now, man.
Oh, boy.
Big trouble in Little Southfield.
Yeah. Kidding.
Yeah, Chasing Amy. That's right.
Good flick.
Yeah, 248-539-9797. That actually might have... Did Chasing Amy actually do well at the box office?
I don't think it did, but Chasing Amy was a little more serious than... Mallrats is just funny.
It's just ridiculous.
Beginning to end. Yep. Chasing Amy gets serious.
Let's go to Colin in Monroe. Hi, Colin.
How's it going, fellas?
Hey.
All right.
I want to throw my hat in the ring for Half-Baked, the Dave Chappelle movie from a long time ago. And I know it was a flop because I remember hearing on a podcast Neil Brennan talking about how the movie flopped so hard he couldn't get jobs in the movie industry or on TV for a couple of years because it was so bad.
Was it Jim Brewer in that movie, too?
Yeah, he was in it.
Saturday Night Live guy,
yeah.
A lot of pot smoking going on.
It definitely is a stoner movie, but, man, it has a great cast, and there's some pretty solid one-liners in there.
Thank you.
Have you seen that,
call.
Gator? You seen it, right?
Yeah,
I saw it. That's funny.
Come on.
That's really funny, man.
Seen all these. Brandon in Shelby Township. Hi, Brandon.
How's it going, guys?
We're good. All right.
This one's not too old, but Grandma's Boy, I think it was early 2000s, with it was the guy from all the Adam Sandler movies. He's like a stoner that gets kicked out of his apartment and goes to lose his grandma.
Yeah, no, it's he's like a video game developer or something.
Yep, and the guy who goes, "You know, I'm lying, come move it."
Okay, you can't understand a word you're saying. You're underwater. But Grandma's Boy is it's very funny. He goes to live with his grandmother, and she's got her friends, and the things that go on in that movie. It's a pretty good flick.
So we're talking about this because Office Space got released 20 years ago yesterday, and Office Space is without a doubt one of the best cult classics of all time. I mean, it changed the way I think everybody looked at a stapler, and now we value them a lot more. Now we're wondering what is the best cult classic of all time. Roadhouse, great cult classic. That's from Nick and Phil.
Roadhouse.
Grandma's Boy or Tropic Thunder, both quoted on a daily basis
for
me.
Tropic Thunder.
Frank at White Lake.
Tropic Thunder makes some money in the theater, King.
Evan's going to look it up right now.
I think it did, but that movie, you and I have talked about before off the air. Oh. Tropic Thunder has got some really... really funny parts to it.
Clerks. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Clerks is a cult classic.
What is that character's name?
Dante.
Dante. Thank you. Well done.
They're playing hockey on the roof of a video store.
Right now?
Or convenience store.
Right now, I want you to sing the entire song, Berserker.
I can't do it. I'll get in trouble.
All right, so Tropic Thunder, I don't think can count. One, it made like over $100 million.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that doesn't
count. But two... the budget was like $92 million.
It
had Tom Cruise in it, Downey Jr. I mean, they had to pay those guys, right?
Tom Cruise's
Matthew
role in that movie is fantastic. It's fantastic. You think about it, the number of people that won Academy Awards in that movie.
He's a different kind of agent other than Jerry Maguire, would you say, in Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, he's the anti-Jerry Maguire, yeah.
All right, coming up today at 1:18. Guy was here. Guy left. Would the same thing happened had he stayed?
I've seen them all.
Everybody on hold, you've seen them all.
Every one of them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.